Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
This episode is brought to you by Funnables. Funnables aren't just fruit snacks. Every bite your child takes is fuel to spark their imagination, taking them from a wild unicorn space mission to a deep sea dive into a rainbow river. Funnables are made with 7.1% real fruit puree and are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and E. So anytime, any place, make snack time playtime with Funnables fruit snacks. Have fun, eat it too. Visit FunnablesSnacks.com to shop now.
If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
Hello everyone and welcome back to another Super Rugby podcast with your hosts Damien Warren and
Toby Harris.
So it's been a while between drinks, but I have some exciting news to tell you. So we were going to do the podcast on Saturday, but I was away with my daughter playing netball.
Yes, you were. Yeah.
And it was a national competition and they won it.
They won? Why didn't you tell me that?
Well, you know, I wanted to keep it to the podcast, didn't I? So no, they bloody won the whole thing. So she is, I mean, don't get me wrong, like it's a team effort. But Jess was part of a national championship team. So she plays for Leeds Rhinos.
That's brilliant.
Isn't it? That's not bad.
Is that age group? Is that like under?
Yeah, under 15s. So they are the best Super League team in England.
Wow. So did she get like a medal and things like that?
Nope.
Nothing?
Not a sausage. I was shocked, eh?
Certificate?
No certificate either. So
that's bad, isn't it? National competition.
Yes, it is. It is definitely bad. Yeah. But anyway, it is what it is. And, happy days.
It is what it is. Yeah. But I tell you what a great achievement. She must be chuffed.
I definitely think she's chuffed. That's for sure. Now, it's been busy. I have to admit, I know we should be doing this next one next week, but this morning I woke up to watching the Hurricanes play the Rebels.
Yeah.
Have you seen the score?
Yes, I have.
Now, I didn't see it all, but what was the final score?
The final score was like 60 points something. I can bring it up.
I mean, I watched it, and when I was watching it, I think it got to 50 points to 14.
Right.
And
54-28.
I have to say, I have very rarely seen a New Zealand team score so many tries off first phase.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, they were something else, really were something else. They're absolutely nailing it, which was bloody fantastic, really.
I mean, you know, the Hurricanes are looking very good. They're still the only team that are unbeaten.
Yeah. Have the Blues been beaten?
And they don't look like... Yeah, the Blues got beaten by...
The Chiefs. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Who did they get beaten by? Hang on, I'm just having a look here.
I know Crusaders... have been beaten.
The Blues lost to the Hurricanes.
the Blues lost the Hurricanes. Yeah, well, they're doing a hell of a lot better than I am, aren't I? Hell of a lot better than the Crusaders are this year. Anyway, mate, shall we move into what's been going on the WhatsApp? Yes. And I've got a message here. So shall I do the message and you do the WhatsApp? This is from Jason Stiles. Really good question, which is, after the first few rounds, who would you say has been the best 10 in the competition? Now, there are kind of three options here. We've got Damien McKenzie. We've got Reece Patchell, who's the Highlanders 10. And we've got Stevie P. But what would you be thinking?
At number 10, well, I mean, Damien McKenzie, I think he's looking dangerous. But do you know who I'm really, and I know he was off last week, is the Welsh bloke.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm with you.
He's doing a bit of Dan Carter, you know. He's not too sort of flashy, but he's catching passing. He's putting other people into gaps. And then when there's a gap, he'll go.
Yeah. And I think the other guy that came on for him and played last, he did okay as well. So they've got a little bit of depth there. When you put that into perspective of the Crusaders, you know, they've got a guy who's been part of their squad for 2 weeks. They've brought him in to play. And whereas the Chiefs have got Damien McKenzie, and then they've got, is it Ioane? Has played for the All Blacks.
Used to play for the Highlanders. And yes. Yeah, he's got a couple of caps, doesn't he?
Josh Ioane, is that right?
Josh Ioane.
Yeah. The Hurricanes have got two good fly halves. Morgan played today.
Both quite young, you know.
Both young, yeah. So, you know, you look at it and you say, well, I mean, probably the Crusaders and the Highlanders are in the similar boat. I know the Crusaders have got a lot of injuries, but, you know, you can't get away from the fact that they're just very, very lacking at 10, aren't they? Very lacking at 10.
Well, that's right. And it's quite a good segue, actually, to go on to our WhatsApp group.
Yes.
Because you, my friend, and the Crusaders have been absolutely slated. Right. Isn't it great, though?
Rightfully so,
It's great for New Zealand.
Do you know what? I was thinking about this. It's actually really good for the competition because...
I agree.
You look at the crowd size today at Palmy North, right? It's pretty full. Pretty full stadiums. You look at...
But that's the thing, when you go to those small provincial places or smaller, they'll actually get filled.
I know, you know, so it's good, isn't it?
You know, if the Chiefs, Hamilton, doesn't necessarily get filled, but then they could go to Rotorua.
Yes.
You know, that would fill.
Well.
They could play somewhere in Taupo or.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That has always been the issue, though, because their home ground is the Caketon, and it's a crap place to watch rugby. And
it's awful.
The Wellington public don't really get behind rugby anyway. They're a little bit funny. I'm not sure it's not easy to get to either. You can't park your car very easily. It's expensive, I'm guessing. So
it's not user friendly, is it?
No, but I can take it. Do you know what? I can take it because the Crusaders.
You can take it, all right. Oh, you're talking about the Crusaders.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. I can definitely take it both ways. So as you drink your, as you're mid swallow.
Hey.
I've forgotten what I was going to say now. No, we've done incredibly well over the last few years, of course. And it's a reset. You know, it's a reset, and maybe it was always going to happen when Razor left. Someone who has, you know, before he took over, they were struggling. He took over, they won for 7 years on the bounce, I think, 6 or 7 years on the bounce. You know, when he goes, there's always going to be a dip off. And I suppose a whole load of players went with him as well.
whole load of players went. You've got loads of people injured. Arguably the best club team in the world. Yeah, it's just a blip.
Yeah. I think it is a blip. I hope.
You know, it might be 1 or 2, 3 years.
Oh, that's not a blip.
Younger players will come. That's not a blip. But they'll come through. They'll build it back up. They need a new coach because he's rubbish. And they'll go from there.
Yeah, well, okay. I've got another one from Lincoln Adler. And as you'd say?
LinkedIn.
No, you'd say Link the Stink, wouldn't you?
Oh, Link the Stink, that's true, yeah. Yeah, I would, yeah.
Hey, boys, long time no message, poor on my behalf. Long time getting over the Wallabies. Anyway, I was listening to you boys talk about where to go. Go to America and combine the Super Round with the MLR. To help advertise the local competition as well. I think that's a good idea. You know, you'd take the MLL and you'd play them as curtain raisers for the super round.
I agree.
Great. So that's the boat race captain, mate, if you've forgotten. Because it has been a hell of a long time, Link.
It has.
He's disappointed. Disappointed.
Yeah.
But you're only as good as your last performance, and that's a good email. Correct. So we forgive you.
Yeah, well done. Well
we've got done. We've got another one here from Owen. I'm an Irish fan who's a big fan of your podcast. Oh, thank you very much. And Southern Hemisphere rugby style, really interesting and joy to watch. I would like Southern Hemisphere opinion on European rugby matter. I think you're the right lads to ask. Sorry, I'm just zooming this in. I've lost my place. Give me a second. As we know, Italy have been improving. Well, they absolutely have been improving. They, since their entrance into the Six Nations, often the wooden spooners, but now they have just beaten Wales. Do you think this is the time that the last place in the European rugby is a playoff? And you have an option for someone like Georgia or Portugal to come in? Or do you open it up for two more players? Because as we've seen with Italian rugby, I wouldn't say they've gone from strength to strength. It's taken them some time, but they've beaten Australia last year. They've beaten Wales. They were a ball on the tee problem away from beating France. And who else do they beat? They beat Scotland this year. So they're not going from strength to strength, but, and you look at their junior rugby and that is going from strength to strength also. So is it time we open it up?
They've got the right personnel in senior wise, but then also junior wise, you know, they're strong in their junior or getting stronger, like you've just said. And you can sort of just see that. You know, when France had a really good under 19 or under 20 squad, and then that, you know, a couple of years later reflected into the senior squad, didn't it?
Yeah.
So I think we're seeing that now with Italy as well.
Yeah, definitely. So is it time, though, to bring those other teams into the competition? Do they open it up? They're not going to, are they?
No, God, no, no, they won't do it.
Absolutely no chance. Is it the time? Yeah, it is the time. It is the time to open up world rugby, bring through these teams who, you know, Portugal at the World Cup were very good. Georgia have been knocking on the door for many years. It's time that they get their chance to shine.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm. Right, mate. Anything else on the WhatsApp group?
No, not well. I haven't really been. I've been flicking through it. I got slated a couple times. Just a bit of talk about the Six Nations. How village is Gatland?
Oh, yeah. Now, this was a big one. This was a big one on the WhatsApp group.
This was a good
group.
Question. Yeah, this is from Simon.
So Simon was saying, did he just take over when he first came to Wales? Did he take over a good team or is he actually a good coach?
Correct, because he... And he sort of spoke about how the last couple of years, last 4 years. So 2020 with the Chiefs, lost every game. Promoted to a coaching role to direct role.
Director of rugby.
Chiefs do better. That was the COVID year, wasn't it? Goes to coach the Lions. Most Village Lions performance in memory. Lost the series. Biggest highlight was a pushover maul. Try. Chiefs get better now that he's gone, possibly lose the final. I think they did lose the final, didn't they?
They lost the final to Crusaders.
Crusaders. Yeah.
I remember that one.
2000.
That was our last good performance.
2023 loses 5 out of 6 games in the Six Nations, gets knocked out of a quarterfinal stage against an average Argentinian team. 2024 loses every game of the Six Nations. Remember, Wales won the Six Nations in 2021 with Pivic.
I think Pivic definitely took over a very talented side that Gatlin had left for him.
Yep.
I don't think Gatlin is Village. I think Gatlin is a very good coach. And you'll see that going forward. He is in a terrible situation where he's got no players to pick from, no quality players. The cupboards are bare in Wales. And what he's done is he's picked a very, very inexperienced team. He'll give them experience and they will be better for having that experience. I think it's going to take him another 2 years to try and transform a group of players, but I think he'll do it. I think he'll do it. He'll, you know, the problem is that countries like Wales and Scotland, their junior, their under 20s, their under 16s are in tatters. So there's not the quality coming through, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think like you say that the younger years aren't doing great. And then that's sort of reflecting now on the older ones. But like you say, I think he's giving younger boys international experience and he is taking a hit with losses to give them experience. Yeah. There's no other way, is there?
No other way. No other way, no. Right, mate, it's time to go across to Super Brew, which I'm not looking forward to.
No, you shouldn't.
All I'm going to say. Right, I'm going to put the music on. You should be able to hear it.
Yep. I can hear it. It's very nice. Okay, so what we're going to do is we are going to do the Six Nations one.
Okay, this is it. This is done. Final. Yep.
Because it's finished. Okay, so Slime Zone, Adrian, OJ Church 12, and Larry Hola Amigos are the top four.
Who's at the top, though? Who's at the top? Is it Larry?
That was Slime Zone.
Oh, Slime. You could have built it up. You should have gone from bloody bottom to top.
All right. Unbelievable. All right. So you, my friend, I was 51st.
Okay. So you were rubbish.
I dropped 22 places in the last round. You, my friend, 69.
Oh, booyah. Yeah. That's what I was aiming for. That's what I've been aiming for quite some time.
Six Nations. Super Rugby now. Tudanu. I think I'm still butchering that. 15. John Boy 237. Cheers for Bears. Samwise. And then I'm 18th.
I'm way
down. Stand alone. 18th. And you, my friend, are 49th.
I'm loving the nines.
Very close to the Razzler the Dazzler.
Oh, where's the Razzler?
He is 46th.
Top or bottom? Oh, yeah. He's beating me.
Yes.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
You can't be having that.
What about Coley the Poley? Am I a Super Rugby fan sandwich? Or is Razzle Dazzler?
I can't see Coley the Poley.
Must be so.
I'm looking very quickly.
Yeah. Okay. That'll do us. That will do us. I'm coming for you, though.
Coley the Poley is below you.
Get in
you
there.
You are in the sandwich.
I am the chicken in the chicken burger. Oh, put some hot sauce on this, sir.
Oh, okay. Too much.
Right, mate. It's time for breaking news.
Yeah, proudly supported by our Patreon members. I was going to say Super Brew members, but I got that wrong. All right, my first one. Read an article, Sam Whitelock, possible return. What do you think?
To the Crusaders?
Yes.
Wow, that would be amazing if that happened. We desperately need him. I don't think it'll change anything, though. I think their problems stem very, very deeply, but I think it would help to steady the ship.
He's turning 36 in October, so he's actually not that old.
No, he's not that old, is he? I would have presumed he's a little bit older than that.
Same. I think he's playing, signed a deal with the French top 14 club PAL in May last year.
I have to say, would you rather go to Japan, fill your pockets, or go to France and fill your pockets? Where would you rather? I know he's already gone to
Japan. It's a possible turn to the All Blacks, not the Crusaders.
Oh, the All Blacks. Blimey. Yeah. But he's got to have played for the Crusaders for that to happen.
Correct.
Oh, so, wow. Okay.
I've heard he's going to the Chiefs.
Imagine that.
Where would I rather be, Japan or France?
It's a much tougher.
Sushi or wine?
Well, it's not just that, though, is it? You've got your
cheese.
You've got your France, and they'll run you. They'll get your money's worth out of you, big time. It's big collisions, you know, big. But I suppose you've got more chance of glory. You're playing all the top teams in Europe, I suppose, from that point of view. But yeah, it's a bit. Oh, you know, who would know?
Depends. Where would you get paid more?
I reckon Japan. Definitely Japan.
Do you think?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. You'd imagine.
Yeah. Okay.
That'd be cool. My first one is Borthwick plotting New Zealand's downfall this week with scouting mission. So he's gone out there to, going out and see it for him live. Can he take the England team over and have a historic win? I know that they've already won before in New Zealand, but, you know, potentially they could be the ones that knock off New Zealand at Eden Park or something along those lines, which would be a hell of a.
Can you imagine? That would be awful. England beating New Zealand at Eden Park.
That'd be absolutely awful, wouldn't it?
Gosh, be awful. Okay.
What would be worse?
My second story.
What would be worse? Losing this series? Or to just lose at Eden Park?
I'd rather lose a series and win at Eden Park.
So would I. I'll tell you what, though, it's great. I mean, it's a free trip for him to come to New Zealand and, you know, spend a bit of time watching some Super Rugby and stuff. But, you know, it is a...
quality rugby.
It is a smart thing to do, seeing your coach cross.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think But why does he need to? Why can't he just watch it on TV?
Because it is different. You go and watch it live.
It is.
It's so different. Yeah, yeah. You know, you don't get a sense of it. You know, sometimes when I'm watching on TV, I still think I could do it, right?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, whereas when you go and watch it live, you go, nah.
Definitely not.
No, I couldn't do that anymore. Mate, your second story, what have you got?
My second story. I see them being Ireland's biggest competitor in the next couple of years. Who do you think they're talking about?
Ireland's biggest competitor in the next few years. Are they saying it's England?
Yes.
Mm, yeah. I think.
Because they beat them once.
They beat them once, but they are playing for the first time ever some attractive rugby. Now, I know.
Oh, my God.
I know.
You need to wash that filth out of your mouth.
Boring Borthwick has proven that he lets the boys play every now and then. Okay. Now, let's not get excited. It's two games, but they've allowed George Ford to run at the line and allow his players outside him to run into space. Now, that's what George Ford did well before he was given the starting role, right? And as soon as he got the starting role, it was like kick, 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 kick. Don't take the ball to the line. And now he's playing like he has done in the past. And they look good. They actually were quite nice to watch. They should have beaten France in France.
Yes.
You know, like it was a like Ramos's fly hack going straight into Fiku's arms. That's the difference of the game. I mean, I've never seen anything like that before in my life.
Bounce of the ball, eh?
Yeah. So, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Right, mate. My second story. Six Nations team of the year announced the tournament team. Okay. Who do you think's in it? Who do you think that from what you've seen, he's definitely in?
I think Jamison Gibson Park.
I will check. Yes, you're right.
Yep.
Who else?
Ian. Who else? The French winger. What's his name?
No. No, you're wrong. The wingers were Van der Merwe and James Lowe.
Fear. Fear.
James Lowe.
James Lowe.
Yeah, I know. Damien Penneau. Oh,
yeah.
What a play.
I agree with Van der Merwe.
Yeah. Should I just go through? Yeah. You got Hugo Keenan.
No, I need to pick 10.
All right. You need to pick 10. Who's playing at 10?
I would say Finn Russell.
Wrong. Jack Crowley, Ireland. I disagree with that one. I think you're right. I think.
What?
Yeah, definitely. So I'll go through, mate. I'll go through. Starting at 15. Got Hugo Keenan, Van der Merwe, and Brex for the Italian 13, which that's a big shout. That's a big shout to say that. I suppose they wanted to get someone in there. Bundiaki, James Lowe, Jack Crowley, and Jamison Gibson Park. In the props, you've got Andrew Porter, hooker Dan Sheenan, and Antonio France, massive unit prop. Atoji and Tide Byrne, Kaelin Doris at six, Tommy Rafael, which I think is a great shout. He's been fantastic at Openside, and Ben Earl at eight. And I think they've made some errors there, but on the whole, I think that's a good spread of players.
It's reasonably okay, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, mate. I've got to go back to the old PowerPoint. We are what caught your eye over the last few weeks.
The Crusaders not winning.
Yes. Yes, I know. Should we brush over this?
But then you've... sorry, excuse me. Jeepers. But then you've got the Blues only just beating the Waratahs.
Yeah.
I think the Waratahs have been unlucky lately.
You know, I watched them preseason and I genuinely thought they were absolutely rubbish. And they've come out and they've done bloody well. Bloody well.
I'm dying here. I can't even talk properly.
Nothing unusual.
Okay, I'm back.
Nothing unusual back. There.
I thought the Moana Pacifica have been unlucky as well. I mean, I know they played the Brumbies and got thrashed.
No, but they played the Force in Perth and won.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So, you know. Good on them. That's their second win in a row. Is it in a row or this season? Second win this season anyway. Okay, Julian.
Second win this season because they lost to the Rebels.
Yeah.
But then they beat Fiji Jura.
Yeah. And
I think the Reds are looking good.
Real good.
you know, thrash the Waratahs. They then pretty much drew. Well, they did draw against the Hurricanes, didn't they?
Yeah, and then it went into extra time. Yeah.
Beat the Chiefs, you know, and then they thrashed the Rebels.
What do you think is the reason for the resurgence of Australian rugby? Because, I mean, people are saying...
I think the last couple of years, though, they've had young players coming through and the coaches or the franchise have given them a chance to get that experience, and they've taken it, and it's taken maybe 2-3 years, but now they're starting to reap the rewards. And I think, like you sort of said a few weeks ago about new coach come in, they've actually got something to maybe play for.
Yeah, I mean, there are two sides to this, isn't there? There's that side, which is the young players are starting to come through. They've had a few years under their belt. Or you can think the New Zealand teams have got weaker. I would say it's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both. But it's more towards, I think, the younger players are coming through. They're no longer young players anymore. You know, Harry Wilson, a good example, someone who has been part of the Reds for, what, 3 or 4 seasons now and is going mid of his career. Tate McDermott, another good example, being part of the Reds for 3 or 4 seasons. And all of these guys are, you know, are toughening up, gone to a World Cup, got thoroughly smashed. New coaches want to impress. Joe Smith's watching them. Knows what a harsh taskmaster they are, must have been motivated to do some work over pre-season, and they're putting it out there. So it's all good, isn't it?
Yeah. It's good to see, actually. It's good for Super Rugby and World Rugby, though, because Australia are down to 10th.
Yeah, and we don't want Australia down that far, do we? We want them below us. We don't want them to get the Bledisloe Cup, but we want them to be strong.
Yeah.
Do you know what caught my eye over the weekend?
Yes.
Crusaders were 4-0, all right, and they've got the Blues and then the Chiefs again, I believe. There is a very distinct probability that they might go 6-0, all right?
They could be like the Chiefs. They could be winless all season.
Oh, my God. I mean, yeah, but they're not even – I mean – I just got real concerned.
Your Super Brew is going to go from strength to strength, isn't it?
Am I going to do a Razzler Dazzler and actually bet against my own team? That's low, eh, if I do that.
That's are you scraping the bottom of the barrel yet?
I have thought. I have thought about it.
We can safely say that you're not going to win Super Brew now.
I have thought about betting against the boys, to be honest. But
well, you'd cash in.
I am not going to. I'm going to bet for the boys all season and forevermore. And if I lose Super Brew, well, I'm never going to win it anyway. I'm not that talented.
No, right. You're not.
I don't look at the betting odds like other people do. And
does Razzler Dazzler do that too?
So they could go 6-0. The other one is shit kit. Where has the Adidas kit gone? They've got classic.
I reckon all the kits that put rubbish.
I mean, it looks okay, but, you know, as a young player, it used to be Adidas, and now it's classic. You must turn up pre-season going, oh, I can't wait to get my classic kit.
My classic kit.
Maybe because it's so cheap, they can give them more stuff. So maybe they got a load of more stuff than they did in the past. Maybe. I don't know.
Really?
And the other one is, and this is quite a big one, I think, Tyler Blandell. Okay, so you might not know who he is. A lot of listeners out there might not know who he is, but he's the Hurricanes attack coach. Okay? And he used to play for the Crusaders. Very, very young. He played for the New Zealand under 20s, and that's where I saw him play. He is a hell of a player. He played at 10 And he went overseas really early and he's come back as a very young coach. What I've seen from him, I see this at the start of the year, I might add, I mentioned this name, but what I saw last year from him, I really like what I see from this guy. I'm going to tip him for the All Blacks. Definitely either if they have some problems early doors, then maybe in the next few years, but definitely after the next World Cup, Tyler Blandau will be in the All Blacks coaching booth.
Because who's the attack coach at the moment for the All Blacks?
It's going to be Leon McDonald. I believe it's going to be Leon McDonald. Or it's going to be the, is it Jason, someone who coached the Hurricanes last year? And both of them, in my opinion, aren't going to be up to it.
But this youngster is.
This guy is, mate. He is, from everything I've heard and from everything I've seen, he is the real deal.
That's exciting though, isn't it?
It certainly is, mate. It certainly is. Have you got anything more you want to mention there?
No, not from me.
No. Okay. So we're talking about, and I believe, oh God, I don't have who this is from. It might be from the great Razzler the Dazzler. All right.
You're
right. And it's about making more money. Right. And it talks about before you go deciding where you play your super round, is it to grow the sport or is it to grow money on the trees? Okay. So if you want to grow the sport, you look at LA, you look at Dallas, you look at Chicago, you look at NYC, you look at Florida, you look at New Orleans. Yeah. So those are all places that you could go, which would give you the financial. All right, the financial bit of growing the sport. If you want to grow,
but would people actually go and watch?
Well, that is, you'd get the TV rights. It was a massive success for the playing in
Chicago,
Las Vegas. Yeah, Las Vegas. The NRL went there. Massive success. So there is an appetite, and Americans love a show. So, you know, they'll go and support it the first time because they love a show. If you want to grow the sport, you know, do you take it to somewhere that, you know, you host the actual play in? You know, do you take it around New Zealand? Do you take it around Australia and grow those areas is the point. For me, I think you've got to grow the brand. I think that you know, New Zealand, Australia, they get them. They get the Super Rugby all year round type thing. Take it to somewhere.
So where would you go?
I'd go to America, 100%. Go to America. I'd go to America and I'd do the MLR and support that.
Because they do Vegas Sevens, don't they?
They do Vegas Sevens, yeah.
So you wouldn't want to tie it in with that, but they've been exposed to some form of rugby.
100%, yeah. Yeah. If you do go to America, you do need to link it up like a Super Bowl event and have famous people singing and do the pyrotechnics and all of that type of stuff.
But also, you know, you could have pre-season in America.
You could. Yeah, you could. I liked your idea, though, of having pre-season in Europe.
Yeah.
Because you then get you're growing your brand again. You're making money for your Super Rugby teams. There's TV rights and all those different types of things. And I think the games would be far more, you know, it would be more beneficial. Exciting to watch. You know, I mean,
they'll be beneficial for the teams.
But also, your Crusader fans or your Blues fans will tune in to watch those matches more than they would going to Japan and them playing, you know, the Wild Knights or something.
True.
Okay, mate, I got a question for you. These are not rugby questions, I might add, all right? But I want you to answer them. What would you do if you were stuck in an elevator, stuck on a chairlift, and stuck on a gondola, all right? So I want to get what you would do to get yourself out of these sticky situations.
Oh, how would I get out of it?
Yes.
So what was the first one?
Stuck in an elevator.
Lift. Okay. That's a tough one. I'd obviously try and get through the top.
Yeah.
see if there's like a hatch.
Okay.
And then I'd go from there. If I could, if I was in between floors, I could jump up or I could sort of climb up the side. Maybe I could try and open up the doors, slide out of there.
Yeah, or would you just wait?
Well, obviously, I'd ring the bell and be like, hello, I'm stuck. But, you know, if they say, oh, all right, we can't get in, we're going to be an hour, we're going to be 2 hours, then I would try. I've got nothing else to do. I've got nothing to lose.
Okay. Just your life.
Yeah, but how do you mean my life? If I'm between floors, the drop would be a
mate,
meter.
The lift coming from above you. Do you know what I mean?
There's not a lift. They don't hit each other.
There's no lift above you either, mate.
Exactly.
It's just one lift that goes up and down.
You melt. A chairlift depends how high I'm from the
real high
the ground.
Real high, but there is powder.
Oh.
It's real high though, but you are.
How high is real high?
Like 10 meters high.
Oh. Okay, well, I'm hurting myself.
Yeah.
By falling.
Okay.
Aren't I?
You are.
How far between poles am I?
10 meters.
Oh, I'm trying.
You're going for it. What?
I'm going for. I'm climbing.
You're climbing across.
Yep.
Okay.
And I reckon I'm strong enough to hold on to that for 10 meters.
Cool. And last but not least, stuck in a gondola. What are you doing?
What's below me?
Oh, mate, you're miles away. You're miles from the ground. You're miles from the ground.
Okay. How far away am I from pylons?
50 meters.
I'm going for it. I'm strong enough.
Yeah, but how are you gonna get across there? What's your technique gonna be?
Sloth.
Sloth. Top of, you know, like
yeah.
On the top of the rope, on the top of the rope,
hanging.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I'm hanging. I got my feet up there as well.
Okay, yeah, got you.
And I'm just
shimming along, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy.
I'm just doing a little shimmy, 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 yeah, shimmy, yay. Smala la la.
Mate, unfortunately, we are out of time.
We are.
I've got to go to our pots and pans service.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Well, do you know what? I'm going to save my guess who's for next time.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Anyway, mate, I do have to dash, but it's been great doing the potty with you. Until next week.
See you later.
Podcast Network.